Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One thing I've learned about Taylor Swift buying all her music back this past weekend is that I love food too much.
Okay, how does that correlate?
I know, it's weird. So it was a big weekend for Taylor Swift. She announced that she has purchased all her music. It now belongs to her. This has been an ongoing issue for many years. Without getting into too much of the specifics,
she paid
$300 million. She worked really hard, and she tried to re-release her music, and she did. But now it all belongs to her, so she's good.
It actually seems like a low number, to tell you the truth, for what they're getting. But, you know, hey, Bright, a big business deal. I don't know anybody else who owns every bit of their own music, everything they ever made. I seriously don't know another name.
Okay, but you know, put all that aside.
Yeah.
She's been out celebrating, because this is a huge thing for her. She's been fighting this legally for 6 years. Or something
I mean, it's dinner time. You need to eat.
So last weekend, she was out with Travis Kelce, her boyfriend, and they went to this restaurant in West Palm Beach. Why?
It's a nice romantic dinner. That's all.
They're at a place called Harry's Restaurant.
Okay.
And they spent $400 on the dinner.
I mean, Harry sounded casual to me, but I guess it's not. I guess Harry is actually a little bit more fancy dancy.
So there's photos, of course, on social media, and it shows them sitting at a table, a little booth, and being all romantic, and they're starting off the meal with their signature cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And then this past weekend, people were giving them a lot of flack. They're like, that's too much money. It's too much money to spend
$400. Did they get the seafood tower? He needs a lot of calories, all right?
Okay.
He's got another season in the NFL coming up.
So this past weekend, Saturday night, she's out to dinner in New York City with Selena Gomez from BFF, and they went to this place called Monkey Bar. Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's just Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift going out to dinner. I immediately think, I wonder what they ate, because I'm always thinking about food.
Yeah, Monkey Bar, what's that, like wings and ribs?
No,
what do they got there?
It's a steak place. So I went online, and the first thing I noticed when I went to the restaurant's webpage, it says right on the top, the bar will close at 6:30 for a private event on Saturday, May 31st. And I wonder, wait, did they buy out the whole restaurant?
Oh, yeah. They closed the whole thing down, right? Like, because it's them. It's their handlers. It's the photographers. It's the security guys standing by the door. And they just want to have a regular dinner. So we'll just rent this entire restaurant.
They don't say that in the news. They just say,
of course not.
Right. So I started looking at the menu, and I was like, well, what am I going to eat when I come here to this place that I'm
what'd
most come, likely never
what'd you come
go?
Up with? Anything good?
Well, they've got this prime rib. And the prime, how much do you think a prime rib should cost? A delicious prime rib.
Well, there used to
Gorgonzola
be a time that
aged.
You could get a prime rib at Binion's on Freeman Street back in the day for $10.99 any given day. So I'm going to guess that theirs was probably more $40. $40 for the prime rib.
$119.99.
Oh, Lord.
Limited availability.
How thick is that prime rib?
They're famous for it. Raven, I went to the website. It's got a picture of it right on the front.
Yeah.
My mouth immediately started watering.
Did it look the same as a regular prime rib, though?
It looked like a delicious prime rib.
Okay.
I was like, get in my mouth, prime rib.
What else?
My gosh.
What else did you pick up?
They've got cheeseburgers for $29.
That's a $29 cheeseburger. Okay. To eat next to Taylor Swift, I guess.
Let's see. Miso glazed black cod for $45.
Oh, that sounds gross, actually.
Double cup Berkshire pork chop for $46.
That sounds nice. And you know you'll have a little left over for tomorrow if you get a pork chop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I looked it up, and I looked up what is the national average for dining out? Because fast food, $20 to $30 for two people.
Yeah.
Casual dining, which in my mind means Applebee's, $40 to $70 for two people.
Okay.
Upscale dining.
I mean, I don't know if that's this year, but all right.
$80 to $150 for two.
I feel like it's a little bit more. If you have a drink, if you're going to have a round of drinks or anything, a glass of wine or anything like that, it's going to be more.
High-end fine dining, often $200 or more for two. I think that if you go out to dinner and you're ordering martinis and a bottle of wine, it's really hard not to spend at least $200 on dinner at this point.
No question. No judgment for you, Taylor.
Right.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Give me this prime rib. Do you think it's just normal to swear on TV now because streaming has made it so mainstream?
I mean, depending on what network you're on. Like, I think it used to be a big deal when certain networks made the decision to put out shows and said, yep, here's a warning because there's going to be swears and nudity and stuff like that. And now Yeah, I guess.
Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. The Pacers beat the Knicks to make it to the NBA Finals this weekend. Heartbreaker for the Knicks, that's for sure. Now the Pacers are going to advance their first NBA Finals in 25 years. And they beat them in Game 6 of the series.
Yeah, Pacers look hot, but I don't know. They're running into a Thunder team that just looks like they're out of control right now at this point. Knicks, fun story. Didn't expect them to beat Boston.
Fun fact. The last time that the Pacers made it to the NBA Finals, yeah, 25 years ago, they also beat the Knicks in Game 6.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Mm. So now Indiana is going to face the Oklahoma City Thunder for the championship trophy. Game 1 starts on Thursday.
That is, wow, you did a good job talking about sports.
Well, speaking of talking about sports, this is what what's up with Shaq? So now I don't know a whole lot about sports, you probably can tell, but
they will face for the trophy.
They will chase for the trophy.
It will be a championship. No, we didn't pick up on that at all.
No,
so what
all
did
right.
Shaq do?
So there's that show inside the NBA.
It's the biggest show in all of basketball.
Yeah, it's been around for 40 years. And for 40 years, it's been on TNT. And now, after four decades, it's moving to ESPN and ABC next season.
Yeah, it's a big controversial thing.
Right. And I guess so, because everybody was crying about it while they were broadcasting their last thing. Mm. But then Shaq, he starts talking because he's one of the people on it, and here's what he says.
Yeah.
Into that new network we come into, we're not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm going to say it. We're not coming to F.
Why?
All right.
Why, Shaq? Why? So here's what I'm wondering. Because we have all these streaming services that you could swear all the time, you can do whatever you want. It's paid, right? Is it become mainstream now that you're just allowed to swear? Now, I beeped that. I beeped it.
Yeah.
Not him. He said that bad word on TV.
Yes, thank you. I think we got that.
All right. So, do you think that we've just reached a point where it doesn't matter anymore?
This whole thing with them coming there is like a lot of people, they got their feelings hurt on the money they're making and the power and the control that they're going to retain.
Raymond,
on that
do you
show,
think
so
it's normal
a...
for people to swear on TV? Like,
yes.
It's normal and nobody says anything.
Yes, on TNT and FX Network and stuff like that. Like, you know, TNT is where this show is airing and late at night. Yes, I think it's normal. Yeah. I think if you watch, like, you know, Fargo or, you know, any of the shows that they're airing after 9 p.m., they're all doing it. They're swearing. They've got nudity. They've got, you know, adult content in those programs. So it's not like it's on CBS or NBC doing that.
But do you think it'll be eventually? It says, I looked it up because it's become so much more lax over the years.
Yeah.
There's a lot of words.
It's not a game that we're going to play, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, but there's definitely, you'll hear words being used.
Well, like, different words that weren't used 40 years ago, 50 years ago. On the other hand, you'll hear a lot safer content now than you heard probably 30 years ago, too, as far as like, you know, content, adult type content. So, you know, swearing is one thing, but I don't know that you'll see it on CBS or NBC. I don't know.
I guess we'll. I don't know.
We'll be here. There'll be
we'll
a million
out.
Other options. So
we'll see what happens.
If you want swears, you can go get them other places. And if you don't, just, I don't know.
Write
hope
a letter.
For the best.
Write a letter.
Right. That's what my grandmother would do.
Yes. The Anna and Raven Show.
Is jail awesome? And is it only awesome if you're rich and famous?
Yeah, it's a very different experience if you're rich and famous and you're there for, you know, what's classified as a white collar crime.
Huh. All right, so reality show stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, they were pardoned by President Trump and released from jail last week after being sentenced to 12 and 7 years in prison for tax evasion and bank fraud.
Yeah, they're not in a regular jail, those two.
Well, here's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, wait, why did they get out? How? And
it doesn't make much sense.
It has a lot to do with their daughter, Savannah, who really fought. She has a podcast, too. So she was, you know, very a strong advocate for them.
Mm-hmm.
Showed a lot of things.
Popular, got a lot of fans. People are paying attention. So people, you know, talk.
Trump agreed that they were unfairly sentenced for whatever reason. And now they're out. So what's the first thing you do when you get released from jail? You have a press conference. And here is Todd Chrisley.
We're blessed to have our family back, and we're blessed to be coming back to television.
What?
Because we do have a much bigger story to tell now than we ever have.
Now I'm interested. I never watched the original shows, but now I'm like, oh, what's this story you have to tell?
I don't think it's going
to
be for you, man. It's not going to be nothing. It's just going to be like, oh, look, you know, we're in defiance of everything. We can't go back to jail for what we went to jail for.
They're completely pardoned, so everything is gone. But here's, like, the crazy part. I'm looking at Todd Chrisley. He looks like he's 27 years old.
Oh, that dude's had a lot of work.
No, but he's been in jail.
The peels, the Botox, the everything.
So one of the people in the press, they ask him, they're like, wait a minute, but like, what's up with your appearance? Why do you look so young? And he says...
Yeah, I call it the BOP glow.
The BOP glow, the Bureau of Prisons glow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then he goes on to talk about being in jail, and this is what he says.
I had nothing to do other than to read and to work out. And so I worked out every morning at 10:45 until 12 with my buddies there. And I read, and my walk with Christ became deeper. And I talked to my daughter every day, to Chase, to Grayson. And then I was able to email with Julie every day.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he had access to email. He went to the gym. He'd go outside in the yard, hang out with his buddies. He had a great time. And everybody, by the way, finds God when they're in there. He was already godlike. He was already into it. But, I mean, everybody finds more God when they go to jail. Everybody.
It's the end of the school year. It's been really stressful for this mama.
Yeah.
And as he's talking about it, I go, that sounds really nice.
Do you remember how Martha Stewart came out after she went to jail? It was like, pow!
Teresa Giudice, when she got released from jail.
Oh, man, she looked ripped.
She was jacked.
Yes.
She was, like, completely cut up, and she was like, oh, I did Pilates every day.
Skin looked great.
I was like, you just read, came up with business ideas, let your mind be free, worked out, exercised, took care of yourself.
They always find partnerships when they're in the clink, too. They always, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to do business together, me and this other friend. Because you got a friend that invented, like, a space shuttle out of a paperclip and sticking something into the outlet that was in their cell. They're very innovative.
I was like, this doesn't sound so bad. This, I mean, maybe he didn't want to get out. Maybe he was happy there.
No, he wanted to get out.
No, he wanted right. Because he had a show waiting for him. Because he has another show that's coming out. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. He also says it's residual Botox, which I don't think is a real thing.
You had so much Botox
that it just stays?
It went away in your body for a minute, and then it came back at the right time. Time-released Botox.
I think my doctors would disagree that that's a real thing, but we'll see.
I guess. Welcome back.
Anna and Raven Show.
Most likely at your wedding, the dance that you had with either your mother or your father probably didn't anger anybody there.
No.
They're just happy for you.
Joyous occasion.
Clap. Right.
If anything, the big thing that angers people is that when your mom picks a song that's like 5 minutes long and you've already told the DJ to fade out like 90 seconds in. Then you see mom's face. She's like, wait a minute. We didn't even get to my part yet.
Yeah, so Victoria Beckham and her daughter-in-law, Nicola Peltz, apparently hate each other. Now, you could decide whether or not this is all real, but there's certainly some kind of tension or issues there. And one of the reasons why is because of the wedding dance incident. So what happened was during the wedding reception when Victoria's son married Nicola, Brooklyn.
Yes, let's mention his name because it was his wedding too.
It was he was there.
Right.
And yeah, he was involved.
And Mark Anthony's there to perform.
Mark Anthony, now famous Mark Anthony, he's a friend of the Beckhams. He invited Victoria to the stage and he referred to her as, and I quote, the most beautiful woman in the room.
What he said was, it's time to welcome the most beautiful woman in the room to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited Victoria Beckham up there when her son was already up there.
Yeah.
Who says that somebody else is the most beautiful person in the room besides the bride that day?
So this moment allegedly very much upset Nicola, who ran out of the room crying, according to many people that were at the wedding.
Because Victoria Beckham did the dance and should have just been like, no.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think it's Victoria's fault. She didn't say I'm the most beautiful woman in the room.
She let him.
Well, I mean, she didn't let him.
She didn't correct Mark Anthony. She didn't say, no, I think we should have this dance for my daughter-in-law now. Yeah. She didn't do that.
And then she gets up and she gets her son, Brooklyn, and they dance to this. I didn't see it. I can't
believe it. Oh, but I feel it. Oh, I love that, Mark Anthony. You sing to me.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know if this is real.
But
if there weren't so many people that say they saw her run out of the room crying.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't there. So, I mean, I don't know what it is that you have to question where you're like, it's not real. No, it seems like it's pretty real.
But I was like, what kind of song would really upset you that much when you're dancing with one of your parents at your wedding? What was the song that you danced with your mom at your wedding?
Well, very unupsetting. I danced with my mother to What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green. Red roses too.
Very unoffensive. I'm not going to hang anybody.
Blue.
If you're angry during What a Wonderful World, chances are you need to talk to a therapist.
What if they introduced your mom as the most beautiful woman in the room? Would Alicia have been upset?
No.
Of course not. So why is she so upset?
I don't know. It's not Mark Anthony saying it, though. And Sing to Me is a sexy song. It's sexy time.
I don't,
Sing to Me is, yes. Like, I made my heart sing.
I danced with my father, obviously, at my wedding. But I also danced with my mom. But my dad, it's an Italian song. My parents are from Italy, and they're controlling. And they controlled a lot of the things about my wedding, including what songs that we had to dance to.
Well, I mean, some songs for them to dance to with you, they should have input on that. But you mean, like, what, for all the songs?
For everything.
Wow.
Every single thing. I believe there was a disagreement between me and my mom that if I did not wear a veil on my wedding day, she was not coming.
She was not, right. You're no longer her daughter.
Now I laugh about it, but at the time it wasn't very funny.
It was very upsetting.
Yeah, and then I, you know, I had to dance with my mom too because she insisted that she have a dance too. Why should daddy get all the looks? And we danced to this Italian song. Le mamme invecchiano. You want to talk about... Le mamme.
I mean, it says mother, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
hold on,
so you're covered, you're safe.
You want to talk about the most boring song on the universe.
How
and
long
people
was
had
it?
To sit. Oh, it was way
it was
too
like nine
long.
Minutes long.
And everybody's crying. You don't even know why they're crying because you don't even understand half the words that are going on. I don't know.
Anna Raven.
When did you fire a friend and did you tell them or did you just ghost them? So it's a big celebratory week for Taylor Swift. Our girl, after years of negotiations and bad blood with Scooter Braun, she finally owns all her music in a deal that people are saying cost around $300 to $360 million.
And that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds honestly like a bargain given what all those were worth. But given the fact that she had re-recorded and re-released all those other ones, it's a strange circle. I've never heard of an artist owning all their own stuff outright.
Yeah,
congratulations to her.
She wrote a beautiful note. She penned it. It's on her website at taylorswift.com. It says how she can't even believe this is happening. She's so happy.
Okay. Parade's over. Big deal. All right. We know.
Now, she's out celebrating, as she should. This is a huge deal for her.
Sure.
First, she was out with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. They were having dinner in West Palm Beach. Then this past Saturday night, she was in Manhattan at Monkey Bar with her longtime bestie, Selena Gomez.
Okay. Drinks up, girls.
Yes. Having fun. Mm-hmm. And now she's posted a video. Actually, Jack Antonoff posted it. They're having a kitchen dance party singing Getaway Car, and they're joking because they can sing it and they can play it, and they're getting the royalties, as they should. You know?
No matter where it plays, no matter what's happening, every time that happens now, Taylor Swift gets paid.
But you know who's absent from all these celebrations? Blake Lively.
Oh, that's so sad for Blake.
Blake Lively is not there. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy lately about whether or not their friendship is over.
When does that trial start? It's soon,
know.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's soon.
But Taylor doesn't have to go anymore. Her dad did some kind of deal where she's out now, and they basically said, no, we don't need her anymore. They figured out whatever they had to do, so she's out. But from if you believe the rumors, right, Blake Lively used Taylor Swift as a pawn to get what she wanted in that movie.
A power play, basically. Like, look at who I can summon. Look at when my friends show up in the middle of some sort of casual meeting.
You want to talk about besties. If you listen to Taylor Swift's music, she uses Blake's children's names in her music. And, you know, they're best friends. They did everything together. She brought her to the Super
Bowl. It's an established relationship.
Yes. And all of a sudden, she's gone. And if you believe the rumors, they're not friends anymore. And I was wondering, do you have that conversation with Blake? Do you, like, if you're Taylor, do you call Blake and say, I can't be your friend anymore? Or do you just ghost them? What do you do? Or do you send, like, a message to your media person?
I don't buy this. I think this is all just a thing where Blake just needs to lie low, and it just brings heat right now. And I don't think that she appreciated being pulled into this, but I think that they're still friends. But I would say this is, like, for me, in my experience, it's been different since I've been married. And yesterday was my 13-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary to my wife and I. Thank you. 17 years together. But I'll tell you this, when I was single, I would just disappear. I would ghost. And it's not like I would be running around town talking about my friend. Other friends might realize something was going on, and then I'd tell them. But other than that, I would just ghost because time can change things. Married, though, I hit it head on. You have to, because my wife's got a lot of functions for us to be going to and having and all those things. And you're not going to be dealing with that person. You owe them that. Like, you need to have a conversation with them. And sometimes a friend will insert themselves and make it feel like they think that they have some representation in your relationship where they get a say, and they don't. You make a decision and then that's it.
There was one friend that I had to break up with, and it was the it made me physically sick for 2 days.
You worked on it for a while before that.
I knew I had to do
it. You were thinking
about
it.
But I had never actually had to call somebody and say, I can't be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'll always love you and I'll always have respect for you, but I can't be. It was the hard. It was one of the hardest things I ever had to do.
Sure.
I can't, even thinking about it still makes me sick inside. But you want to know what? It was the best because, like you said, ghosting is such an immature thing to do.
Yeah.
If you hit it head on and you have the conversation, at least there's some closure. You can move on with your life.
See, here's the thing, Taylor. If you need to break up with Blake, and I'm not saying you do. I don't think you do. That's what's happening. But if you do, Anna is here for you.
If you need a friend.
That's right.
I am available to be your best friend.
Oh, I thought you would just call Blake. That's what.
I'll be either of their friends.
Okay.
I've got plenty of time.
Right.
One couple.
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband, but I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Core is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. Rebecca and Chris. Rebecca, what happened?
Okay, so a couple nights ago, I had a couple of my girlfriends over and everything was really fun. And Chris very kindly cooked dinner for us, which was very thoughtful of him. But then one of my friends, Lucy, she was really hungry. She had had a really long day at work. And she asked for an extra portion at dinner. And instead of just saying yes, Chris said no because he had already given her one portion. But I thought, like, why not just give her a little bit extra? And so, you know, caused a whole fight.
Okay. Chris, what happened? What's your side of this?
Look, here's the deal. The portions were huge, all right? I made pasta and meatballs, and it was set up so that there would be equal amounts of pasta, meatballs, and garlic bread. So you couldn't just get one portion. You had to get the whole thing. You had to get the whole mess of it. You understand? Okay, so because of that, it was a lot. She was asking for a lot. The helpings were already huge. I said no because I didn't think she was going to eat it.
I mean, if somebody's hungry, I usually just give them another scoop of anything I got.
But
and if I don't have any of that stuff, I just say, I'm sorry, we're out of pasta, but let me make you something else.
Were you worried that you were going to run out? What were you worried about, Chris? That you were going to run out of food for your other guests? Is that it? Like, what do you care if she had a double portion?
Look, it was just already a lot of food. It didn't make any sense to give her any more. She was never going to eat it. I knew that.
I will tell you this. When I have unexpected visitors at my house, like for dinner time.
Yeah.
I'll not eat to make sure that there's enough for them.
You know, I get that. And, I mean, if you're the one cooking it, too, if there's something to be said about you cooked it all and then eating it doesn't necessarily taste the same either. But
no, it has nothing to do with anything. I'm embarrassed that I didn't make a lot because I always make just enough. So if somebody shows up, was that your concern or were you just offended that she asked for more food in your home?
No, I wasn't offended. I knew. Okay, I know her. I know that her eyes are bigger than her stomach. She was never going to eat it. I saved her some embarrassment. I saved us all some time. It was never going to happen.
Okay. I mean, if you're friends like that, I mean, is it really that big of a problem between the two of you guys later? I mean, if you're like, I know her and I know what she's like. I mean, did you call her out like that and say that?
No, because I'm a little more, you know, I have more manners than that. But I knew that at least wasn't going to happen.
Rebecca, what are your thoughts about all this?
I mean, I think the exact same as you. I wasn't that hungry, so I was totally happy for her to have a little bit of my portion. And I thought as well, you know, compliments to the chef. At least she really liked what he made. She also brought over one of, like, her favorite desserts that she spent all this time planning and making, and it was so delicious. And so I just thought, like, you know what? Even if there's going to be a slightly wrong ratio of pasta to everything else, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
All right, what do you think? If somebody is over your home for a dinner party, is it rude for them to ask for extra if it's not offered to them?
800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Anna Raven.
Is it rude to ask for a double helping if you're at somebody's dinner party? Because Chris was outraged that Rebecca's friend asked for more pasta at their dinner party because Chris cooked and he only cooked enough for just the right amount of people.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing, right? If I'm cooking a meal for everybody, especially a pasta dish, I'm thinking that somebody might turn around and be like, that was so good, I got to have it. Now, if I show up to somebody's house and they serve me a chicken parm, I'm not going to ask for a second helping of chicken parm. If they offer it, I'm going to eat it.
Okay. Rebecca says that he should have just given her the food. I'll eat a double helping no matter where I am. I'll just go take it. You
just go take that?
Maybe not. What do you think? Was the friend rude and was Chris wrong to deny her a second portion of pasta? 1-800-330-9999. Chris, whose side are you on?
I think the gentleman should be more hospitable. You got to give what people ask for more of your friends. I mean, you got to be genuine and nice, and you can't say no. That's ridiculous. Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't matter how big the portions are. It's silly.
Right. Thanks for the call. You know, I think that it doesn't even matter how much you like a person and how much you have. If somebody's a guest in your home, like, you have to provide.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to me. Joe, what do you think?
I think he's very rude. He's also not Italian, and people always make extra. I always do. Anybody can have as much as they want at my house, and I'd like to know if she brought dessert, did he have a second piece of it the next day?
Fair right. Question.
Because you're keeping receipts.
I like that.
Hey, Amanda, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Definitely her side. Should have just offered, and if she didn't finish it, then let her take it home. But definitely shouldn't, you know, it compliments to the chef. She obviously enjoyed your food. You're a good cook, you know. But definitely, I wouldn't go back there if I was her, you know, especially if she was uncomfortable regarding it.
It's his recipe. Like, he made the dinner. He can make it again. It's not like he's never going to be able to eat this food again.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rebecca, our audience agreed with you today. Chris, it was blown out of proportion. When she asked for extra food, you should just give it to her and let it be. Or if you had a genuine concern about not having enough, being like, let me just make sure everybody has their dish first, and then went back to it, circled around. But the way you approached it was wrong.
Well, look, they don't know her. I know her. I know I was right. I knew she wasn't going to have any of it. She did clean her plate, and she did not want any more afterwards. So, look, I knew I was right.
Well, the voters don't agree with you, and it was rude. And next time...
Well, then they were wrong.
You should handle it differently.
Okay. Well,
good luck with this, Rebecca. I mean, obviously, he's not pulling back on his position on this.
Rebecca, I don't know how you really handle that at this point. They agree with you, but...
Yeah, you know what? I guess, you know, it's going to be Chris's loss when he doesn't get any of Lucy's tiramisu, you know?
Good luck, guys.
Okay. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Anna Raven.
Have you ever had a serious, in-depth conversation with your significant other and then wonder if he was actually listening or not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've obviously been very pumped about this development all day.
Well, you're going to decide.
We're talking a lot about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Right? This weekend was a big weekend. Wonderful news broke that Taylor Swift was successfully able to purchase all her music. That news came out. Now, remember, this has been an ongoing fight for her with lots of drama for years and years now. Mm-hmm. She signed a contract when she was 15 years old. She had begged them that she wanted one day to own her music. In 2020, without giving her first right of refusal, they sold it to this guy, Scooter Braun, who has a reputation of being a terrible guy. Long story
They didn't get along.
Terrible guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Long story short, finally, this weekend, the new company, Shamrock Capital, was able to come to a deal with Taylor, and she now owns all her music. Hooray!
Great.
Now, remember, she had to re-record some of her albums, too.
Well, that was her way of circumventing this and making sure that the money was coming to her instead of going to these other people. Scooter Braun, the evil Scooter Braun.
Now, imagine my surprise when my husband and I, we were in the car for an hour and a half on Friday. And he said, can you explain to me this Taylor Swift thing?
He asked for an explanation.
And I was in my glory.
You know what?
Glory.
I mean, you dig your own hole there, Paul.
I said,
right? You open yourself up for it.
There's two people in this car. It's the two of us. We're stuck in traffic. And you know what we're going to do? I am going to tell you every single piece of this story from the beginning to the end.
You're not going to do that to me right now, right?
Nope.
Okay, good.
So now, as I'm talking about it, vividly and painting a beautiful picture, I may add.
Yeah. Maybe aggressive to somebody else, but okay.
He is like kind of staring out the window. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you listening? Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah. I'm paying attention.
Right.
So I thought last night, why don't I give him a pop quiz? Let's just see.
What he retained. Uh-huh. What he took away from this. Okay.
Paul, can you explain what happened with the Taylor Swift music being bought back?
No, that's why I asked you.
No, but I told you. So can you explain it in your own words?
She bought her music back.
But why and how?
It's very long and complicated.
Go ahead, tell me.
I think I need you to help me out.
No, and I already told you. I spent like a half hour explaining it.
No, it was really quick. I think you can remember.
No, tell me how what happened.
I don't want to mess it up.
Okay. So now.
He knew that if he said something, that if he just got a single detail wrong, right. You were going to be very upset.
So I decided to give him a pop quiz.
Oh, great.
Who is Scooter Braun?
Mm-hmm.
A guy.
A bad guy.
Yeah.
Who is Shamrock Capital?
A nice guy.
Correct. Well, how did Kelly Clarkson pay a part of this?
She gave the suggestion to Taylor on how to buy back the music.
And what were the Taylor Swift albums re-release called, the four that she did do?
The what?
The four re-releases that she did. What did she call them?
By Taylor.
No, Taylor's version.
Close enough.
Were you listening?
Yeah.
It feels like he got like half that. Like Kelly Clarkson was like re-record it, yeah, not like how you buy
it back. Right. Like
Shamrock is not a guy, it's a company.
Right. You can be the judge. But do you think he actually was listening?
Yeah, I mean, a bit. I think he probably listened to the first, 3 minutes of it. And then you kept talking for another 27 minutes. And it's like, it's not really his focus. It's not what he just wanted the short answer.
Good news, Paul. That's tonight, all. We're going to do it all over again.
No.
Yeah, we're going to go through it step by step to make sure you fully, fully understand. This time, I'll let you take notes.
I'm sorry, Paul. Okay. Sorry.
Anna and Raven Show.
Is it pointless to send your kids to the last few days of school? This woman went viral because she said this.
I don't make my kids go to school the last couple days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway.
Is that true? Do our teachers not want the kids for the last week of school?
I mean, I think a lot depends on how old are those kids? What are they doing, right? I don't know.
She goes on.
I have cleaned a lot of desks. That is what we did the last week of school when I was a kid. So what was the point of sending me to school on the last few days of school? But I'm not doing that with my kids. Stay home, baby. It's summertime.
What are you talking about? That's just more time at home. I got to figure out babysitters and who's going to watch them and who's going to drive them. Up until the last second. And you know what I've realized? Mm. My kids want to go to school at the end because that's when all the fun stuff happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can remember end of the year when me being younger, that's when the TV VCR cart would get rolled into the
so many videos
classroom.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
And you know what? You would really gauge as to which teachers you liked as to which ones were pushing the envelope of stuff that you could watch, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you got to middle school and high school. You'd be like, what? That movie's actually cool.
You would find things in your locker that you buried on the first day.
True.
And you'd be like, there's that sandwich. I've been looking everywhere for it.
It's funny. For them to though, be like cleaning desks, some teachers would make you assign like chore work around the classroom too or whatever. I got no problem cleaning my own desk. Cleaning everybody else's desk, I'm not liking that.
I think there's like a rite of passage of going to the end. It's like you're doing it. You're finishing it. It's the last stretch. But is it true? Teachers don't want the kids?
I mean, I was going to say, that's something that you say now that you're out of school.
Jerry, are you a teacher?
I am.
Jerry, do you want kids to show up for the last week of school, or would you rather their parents kept them home?
I want the kids. One more week.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jerry. That's it.
Hey, Katie, are you a teacher?
Yes, I am. I'm an art teacher.
Okay. Do you want the kids to come during the last week of school, or would you rather they stayed home because it's over?
I'm 50-50 on this, actually.
Yeah, it depends on the kid.
I'm also cleaning out my I'm cleaning out my classroom. Mm-hmm. And so it's like if I have to give them their artwork back or not. But yeah, there are certain kids I would rather just please stay home.
Right.
And then there are other kids it's like, yeah, they come and they bring you the end of the year gifts and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, yeah. Fair enough.
If their energy is good, great. If they have stuff there, please remove it from my area. And if you're a terrible kid, I'll just throw your stuff out. Don't worry. Yeah. I don't need to see you again. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Katie. Shannon, last week of school, do you want the kids to show up or not because it's done?
I absolutely want them to show up. This is probably one of the most fun, best weeks of school. And I get really sad when it's over. They absolutely should show up. We've got a lot of things planned. This is where our classroom family comes together. And we get to just spend some time together.
What grade do you teach?
So I teach third.
That's they're still cute.
They're still nice.
Yeah.
You can still change their lives. Right? Yeah.
So I think a majority of all the votes that we took on and off the air say that teachers want the kids to show up for the last few days.
At least the nice ones.
Right, the good ones.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $700 thanks to 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today. 5hourenergy.com. Vanessa, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, don't be nervous. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Vanessa. $700.
All right. Okay, Raven's walking out of here. That big old door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Vanessa, I have 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Remember, if you don't know the answer, just guess something quickly. The first thing that pops into your head, okay?
Okay.
He's going to come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. Ready to do it?
Let's go.
Number one, Fifth Harmony says they might be reuniting without Camila Cabello. They first debuted on what reality show?
X Factor.
Number two, Eddie Murphy's son married Martin Lawrence's daughter, and now they're in-laws. They've been in 2 movies together, but which one of them, Eddie Murphy or Martin Lawrence, played the nutty professor?
The Barbershop.
Number three, actor Haley Steinfeld married her boyfriend Josh Allen over the weekend. He's the quarterback for what team?
Green Bay Packers.
Number four, during Netflix's Tudum event, a promo ran with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon starring with what Sesame Street character?
Elmo.
And number five, congrats to Taylor Swift on purchasing her entire music catalog. She said in her note that Reputation, Taylor's version, was not re-recorded yet, but her debut album is done. What was that album called, her debut album?
I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
You.
All right, Vanessa only got one right.
Okay, Vanessa, maybe they're really hard. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Fifth Harmony says they may be reuniting without Camila Cabello.
I mean, good luck. Who cares?
They first debuted on what reality show?
X Factor.
Yes.
You know, honestly, like, who cares?
Well, you know what I was thinking about lately?
Yeah.
We haven't had a really great new girl group or boy band in a while.
Okay, so then we're going to bring back an old one?
Nah, yeah.
I don't know, without the biggest star?
That might not be the right answer.
Right.
Either. Number two, Eddie Murphy's son married Martin Lawrence's daughter, and now they're in-laws.
Okay.
They've played in 2 movies together. They've been in 2 movies together, but which one of them played the nutty professor?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, correct.
Right.
Number three, actor Haley Steinfeld married her boyfriend Josh Allen over the weekend. He's the quarterback for what team?
Bills.
Yes. Number four, during Netflix's Tudum event, a promo ran with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon starring with what Sesame Street character?
Cookie Monster.
That's right. It was Cookie Monster. Also, that Netflix event, I mean, fast forward to the end and just watch the Lady Gaga performance. It was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet, but I know that she was ramping up for it. So.
Yeah. Number five, congrats to Taylor Swift on purchasing her entire music catalog. Big day. Mm-hmm. Big day.
Yes, Anna's very excited.
She said in her note that she posted on her website that Reputation, Taylor's version, was not re-recorded, but her debut album is done. What was that album called?
I don't know. Is it Love Story? No.
No, it's called Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could talk all day about the Taylor Swift thing.
Yes, and you have. And so it's enough. It's exciting, though. Great.
4-1 today, Vanessa. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
My name is Vanessa, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $800 tomorrow. You can call Anna, text her, or Google what happened with Taylor Swift and look it up if you'd like.
But if anybody wants to talk to me about it, like I'm available. Holla at your girl.
Deanna and Raven Show.
2 big celebrity weddings over the weekend, both very, very different.
Okay.
What was your longest engagement versus shortest engagement? 1-800-330-9999. So actress and singer Haley Steinfeld and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen got married in a private ceremony in Southern California.
Oh, it's magical. It's lovely. They're so beautiful together.
They just got engaged last fall. They've been engaged for 6 months, and people... Like, whenever they were asked about when the wedding was going to be, they both brushed it off. They're like, when we have time, not anytime soon. They lied. They lied to us.
Yeah, okay.
That's because they wanted to keep it super private.
You weren't going to be invited anyways.
It's true. I probably was not.
No.
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 The other wedding is Robin Thicke. Okay. Robin Thicke married April Love after a 6-year engagement. They were engaged For 6 years.
That's a long time.
Here's the funnier part. Mm. Guess who was one of the groomsmen?
I don't know.
Usher.
Oh, yeah. Does that mean that he does a song or two at the reception for free?
I don't know. They didn't say. I would assume.
That's how you do it, right? Like you invite everybody. Elton John's coming. Never met him before in my life. Well, he's going to be a guest, and we've got him at table 3. And let's have a piano close by, just in case.
I think you have to be in the bridal party to have to be obligated to perform at the wedding.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well.
It's funny, though, because Usher is certainly not young. Hold on.
I would make Elton John my maid of honor if he would perform.
Usher's 46. I had a
rule. You know what? But you don't rule him out. Remember when he took his shirt off at the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, I'm not saying he doesn't look good. I'm just saying there gets to a point where you're like, I'm not going to be a bridesmaid or a groomsman anymore. When I was 35, mm-hmm. I remember telling all my friends, from now on, you can take my kids, but I'm not going to be in any more weddings.
That didn't work, though. You were in a wedding or two after
that. Yeah, no, I talk a big game, but when it comes down to it, I'll do whatever for my friends.
And if your friend didn't ask you, you'd be like,
That's true. But I was thinking about it. The average engagement time is 12 to 18 months in the United States. Okay. I waited 14 months to get married from when we got engaged.
Yeah, I think ours was about 16 months after we got engaged or 17 months after we got engaged. Because, you know, it takes a certain amount of time to plan it and, you know, put it out. Both my wife and I were in the business. We could have turned it over really quick if we wanted to. But she always says, oh, we need it every minute. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it's like I look back.
I would just do it.
I don't know if I would wait so long.
Right.
Again. We were young. We were
Ask
so
me,
young.
Let's do it tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow, but I don't know. I think the way that Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen did it was nice. Like 6 months seems like the perfect amount of time. Imagine
it's nice if it works out. If they crash and burn a year from now, we'll go, well, they were so foolish. They rushed in.
But imagine being April Love. You have to wait 6 years. You've been engaged. You've had that ring on your finger for six long years.
He had some questionable behavior. So maybe she was waiting it out, right? She was making sure.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a perfect timeline. You know, you hear from people that, you know, they've got a 3-decade story and then they go, well, we always knew. Did you?
My daughter is a flower girl in our babysitter. You know, my babysitter has been with us since Dakota was a baby.
Sure.
And she's getting married next April. Dakota every day asks me, is today Lindsay's wedding?
Yeah.
Is today Lindsay's wedding? No.
Right.
It's like a year and a half away. We have to wait.
There's not even a dress in the house at this point.
No,
right?
Because she's going to outgrow it. She's going to be two different sizes by next April.
Right. But is it today?
Yeah. What was the engagement story? Did you have to wait a long time? Did you wait a long time? Was it super fast? 1-800-330-9999.
Deanna and Raven Show.
6 months versus 6 years. So the average engagement for somebody in America is 12 to 24 months.
Mm.
And this past weekend, two big celebrity weddings. Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills, married singer-actress Haley Steinfeld.
Love her.
Yep. And they kept like trying to fake people out, saying they weren't planning their wedding yet. They were too busy. Nope. They were working on it because they flipped it in 6 months. They just got engaged this past fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, Robin Thicke married his fiance. They've been engaged, April Love, for 6 years. Usher was one of the groomsmen.
Yeah, different type of courtship, I guess, right?
100%. But how long was your engagement? 1-800-330-9999. We're looking for the longest and the shortest. Rena.
Okay, this might sound crazy, but I want to give you a heads up. It's very cultural, and it doesn't even happen in my culture anymore. I got engaged when I was... Are you sitting down for this?
Yes.
When I was about 7, and I got married when I was 23.
Yeah, so, like, is it, like, a thing where, you know, your families have come to an agreement?
Yes, the families came to an agreement, but obviously I wasn't going to get married when I was a kid. I after I graduated.
Yeah.
Rena, do you like him? did you like him?
Yeah, coincidentally, it's our anniversary today, and we've been married 12 years.
Oh,
wow.
So, yes, so it all worked out.
And you have... And you have two kids.
Oh.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
See that?
Thank
Take you. That, Hinge. All right? Take that.
It's amazing. Think about it. From 7 to 23, you already know who you're going to marry.
I mean, all I know is if it comes down to the last 6 months and they're asking me what I think about the linen colors and whatnot, I'm going to be like, we couldn't have worked this out before. You should have asked me when I was 9. He didn't care.
I have a lot of single friends that I think would have really liked this arrangement at this point. they would have been like really into it. You know, imagine if you can't find somebody. It's like, yeah, no, that's been all set since I was seven.
I don't know. Naveen, how long were you engaged?
3.5 months.
3.5. I mean, that's fast. Quick. Okay. Yeah. So tell us the story about how you got engaged and then married.
Well, I met my husband at church, and my parents loved him, and I loved him, and it was great. And then they said, we're moving. I lived at home. They said, we were moving, and if you don't get married, you're going to have to move with us. And so it was kind of a rushed thing, and we didn't really have a formal engagement, and we didn't have a formal reception, so it was easy to plan the wedding. So we had everything go well, and now we've been married for 33 years. So
wow. I mean, that's amazing. Your parents were like, we're leaving. So
right. Either getting married or you're coming
yeah,
with us.
Yeah, you got like 60 days. Figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Do you think it was best for you looking back?
Yeah, everything was great, except that we definitely regret not having a formal reception. That's the only regret we have, but everything else is great.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you can have one this year.
Yes.
30-year anniversary party. Yeah. Let's go.
Look what we did. That's we did right. a 3-month engagement yeah. and a 15-year engagement. That's quite a span.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.